Durability, it's so overrated. Let's get rid of it with tools that will never break.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, let's talk about tools, weapons, and armor that never break. I'm not talking about that silly unbreaking enchant here. I mean never breakable. Now, this does require you to have op or cheats enabled on a single player world, but this would be the perfect thing to give to a favored player on a server or spawn yourself something in that never breaks and never disappears. So here are the things that you're going to do. Once you're in the server and you have op or your cheats enabled, you're going to do slash give the player name, and you can use at A or at P if you would like. The item ID. Now, in 1.7, you can now do this cool thing where you'd say Minecraft, and then you start typing in diamond, and you could do, you know, delete a little bit more, and then do, you know, pickaxe. But that adds a lot of characters to this chat, and we will run into a character limit most likely while we're typing out big, long strings. So we're going to keep it with the item ID for now, and we're aiming for a pickaxe, so that's 278. Then the amount, and we're just going to do one, and then a metadata tag, and default is zero, so we're just going to add zero. Now, here is where we come in with some crazy ninja hacking skills. We're going to add a curly bracket, and then the ID of the NBD tag that we want to change, and that would be unbreaking. Now, it does need this capital U. Do not forget it. And in fact, everything needs to be typed exactly how it is shown. Then you're going to do a colon, not a semicolon, but a colon and one, and then close those curly brackets. A thing that I noticed is that I did actually mess up a bit. This is unbreaking. It needs to be unbreakable. And Minecraft does not have any way to tell what you meant. You need to have everything spelled absolutely correctly. So if I do unbreakable, then we are given another diamond pickaxe, and this one, here we go, will break through all of these blocks. And you can see that the durability doesn't change. Let's say that I did something wrong. Let's just remove the L from unbreakable. It will still give me a pick, but the NBT tag that has been edited was something that doesn't make any sense to the game, and so it will have this durability here, as you can see. But this one, no matter how many times we use it, no durability will affect this pickaxe. You can do some other things with this string. So if I go back to the original one that was unbreakable, we could add a comma in here and do something like name it. So let's name it, and the command for that is display. And then you are going to want to add a colon, another curly bracket, name with a capital N. Then you're going to do a colon in parentheses, or sorry, in quotes, you're going to put whatever you're going to do. So let's say OMG Chad's pick. There we go. Close the quotes, and then close the curly bracket. And now you are going to have two curly brackets back here at the end. And so if we give that to us, then we switch over. You can see over here, it's just OMG Chad's pick, and we've changed the name. You can change all sorts of things, like the lore, which is the information that shows up underneath the name. You can even add effects by adding enchant, E-N-C-H, a colon, and then IDs and things like that. If you would like a few more commands that you can use, I would suggest heading over to our show notes because this can be incredibly powerful, although it is really, really complicated. Just a reminder that next Thursday's show, or this Thursday's show, it's an American holiday of Thanksgiving, and we will not be putting out a show. So sorry about that. I need to stuff my face full of turkey. And that about wraps up this show. If you have any tips that you would like to send our way, send us that email at mail@omgcraft.com. If you would like to follow my personal YouTube channel, you can head on over to youtube.com/omgchad. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!